I owe you how many more meditations for wisdom?
Six
more, okay? And those are coming from who? Seventh Dalai Lama, Kelsang Gatso, okay? He also has a very nice little part at the end, which you can use in each of the seven. So I want to share with you that, okay? There's a cool thing that you can do during these seven meditations, okay? So I have to continue and give you the rest of the seven. But each one you can modify. You can change it in your own way, okay? So I want to teach you how to do that. And he quotes another lama who came before him, whose name is Umapa. Say Umapa. Anybody know Umapa? Yeah, teacher of Jetsun Kapa. Okay, one of the teachers of Jetsun Kapa. Jetsun Kapa had many, many teachers. Then this is the story. And you can read it. We have a big art book of Tsongkhapa. It took me 15 years to make it. We're printing a cheap version now. Rob Russinger designed it and laid it out. I'd like to give him a hand. It took him many months the first time, and it took him many months the second time. Second time means we are going to print an inexpensive version. The first version was very expensive, and we used it for fundraising. We only printed 1,000 copies. And those are running out. And now we're going to print a smaller copy for bookstores. And we are giving 100% of the money to the temple where my teacher taught. Because all those monks are very old. People are very old. And they don't have any money. The temple needs fixing and things like that. So every year I give them... We gave them about $70,000 so far, and it's going very well. So, in that book, which tells the whole life story of Tsongkhapa with paintings, and a translation of a famous book of Tsongkhapa, first translation, they tell the story of Lama Umapa. So, Uma means middle way, right? It can also mean Zhongmai. Okay, like Zhong and Zhongguo, Central, okay, Umapa. Maybe his Chinese name should be Zhongguo Ren or something like that. But Tsongkhapa wanted to meet Manjushri. He was hoping to meet Manjushri. And because he had many difficult questions to ask about emptiness. And... he tried to pray to Manjushri and get help from him, and he couldn't meet him directly. So one day somebody told him, there's the Lama Umapa. He's talking to Manjushri all the time. Then Jetsun Kapa got excited, you know. He said, you know, which monastery does Umapa live in? Then they laughed. They said, Umapa doesn't live in a monastery. He's a shepherd. Like these mountains here. He's wandering around the mountains with some sheep, cleaning sheep poop and giving babies, sheep, giving birth to the sheep babies and milking the sheep. And he's not a monk, he's just a sheep herder. So Jetsun Kapa's like, why can he talk to Manjushri, you know? And they say, I don't know, but he can do it, you know. He has a special power to talk to Manjushri. So he said, okay, I'll meet him, you know. And he went to the mountains, he looked for him, he found him. And he's like an old guy, he's all sunburned and, you know, like a hippie. And he said, can you talk to Manjushri? And he said, yeah, I can. And so Jetsun Kapa didn't believe him right away. So he said, I have some questions about Kongxing, emptiness. Then I will ask you and you ask Manjushri, okay? And Lama Umapa said, okay, you know, ask me. So he asked some tough questions, which you can find in the book. Okay, the questions are in this book. And he started to ask questions. Then every answer is perfect. Every answer is very clear, amazing answer, you know. So he believed him. He said, okay, I believe you can talk to Manjushri. Then Tsongkhapa is like, it's so hard to find you though, wandering around Diamond Mountain looking for you, you know. Can you teach me how to talk to Manjushri? Then he said, yeah, I can teach you. So he taught him a special sadhana, special practice. And we have some of that practice. It's written down. And it's a Manjushri sadhana. And the Seventh Dalai Lama quotes it for this meditation that you are learning. He took part of that Manjushri prayer and he put it in the book, okay? So I want to share with you that part because you can use it for your meditations, okay? And so you don't have this. Maybe I should give it to you, right? Let me send it to across the room. I'm going to send it to the satellite and to Adam. And, because we are so lazy. It's very slow. All right, that's faster. It's the same document, but it has extra things on it. Okay. Oops. Not that one. Okay. Same document, version 2. Okay. And in Umapa's text, he starts to talk about le shi. Say le shi. Le shi. These are the four modes, okay? The four modes. I like them. I think Earl likes them too. Say shi, ge, wang, tak. Shi, ge, wang, tak. Shi, ge, wang, tak. Okay, these are very, very famous. These are the four modes of a teacher and also the four modes of a parent. Okay, it means how to be a good parent or how to be a good teacher. You should know the four modes, okay? Shi, ge, wang, and dang, okay? Shi means, and also these come in many places. For example, when we do a fire offering, there are four different modes. We can do a shi, or ge, or wang, or tang. Okay? So, shi means peaceful, all right? Shiwa means peaceful, shanti. Okay? Shanti, shanti, shanti. It means Mr. Nice Guy. Sometimes teacher should be Mr. Nice Guy. Or, you know, parent should be Mr. Nice Guy. You know, like you smile. The kids are like trying to run across the street, and you should say, oh, come on, let's not do that, you know, that's not cool, you know, you might get hit by a car, you know, don't, let's not do that, come on, it's not cool, it's not happy, okay, that's a peaceful way, okay, to correct the children or student, okay. Then the second one is gay. Gay means generous, okay, generous. Party, animal, lama. Okay, it means not so bad. It means the child wants to run across the street and you say, I have ice cream. Okay, you know, if you don't run across the street, I'll give you ice cream, you know, and you make them feel happy and you give them things and, you know, you bribe them. He knows, Cesar knows. You bribe the children, you know. if you don't run across the street, I'll give you ice cream. You know, that's called generous mode. Okay. Then Wang means powerful mode. Okay. So it's like they start to run across the street, and you grab their arm, and you pull them back, and you say no. Okay, no. Or the student does something wrong, improper. Okay, breaking their morality or something like that, and then you grab them and you say no. You know, first you try peaceful. Please don't do that. Then you try generous. You know, if you don't do that, you know, I'll give you something, you know. And then you have to do wrong. If they don't listen, you grab them, you say, don't do that, you know. You can't do that. It's wrong. Okay? And you stop them with force, okay? Wrong. Okay? Power. Then if still they don't listen, for children and students, then talk. Okay? Talk means fierce. Talk. Fierce. Rough. Okay? It means hit the kid on the bottom because you love them. Okay, my father only hit me once in my whole life. My mother never hit me. I did something really bad. He hit me on the bottom, you know, not hard. Okay, just then. But it was a shock, you know. Then he's like, "You didn't. I was nice to you. Then I gave you ice cream. Then I was a little bit tough with you. Bam, you know. My lama hit me." Anyway, not a lot, but one day he really hit me hard, and because I was doing something, I was criticizing another lama, and so you need that, you know. If the teacher loves you, if the parent loves you, it means the child is running across the street. They're going to die. Car is going to hit them. They're not listening. Then you say, next time, you know, I'm going to hit you on the bottom. And you hit them on the bottom. Okay, these are called Shige Wang Dang. Okay. Then I don't like I like to be nice to my students. I like to encourage them, you know, to do things, you know, be happy. I prefer happy method because I want them to like me, mostly. Then I will do gyepa, generous. We play music or have a big dinner or, you know, like that. Something party type of thing, like have a nice big dinner together or like that. And I don't like to use wang. I feel uncomfortable, you know. Then because when you use wang, then the student starts to get a little bit upset at you, you know. Like kids, you know. So, firstly, it's hard for me, you know, to do wang. Don't do that. You know, it's very hard for me to say no to a student. And then talk. Rarely, very rarely, I use talk, okay? Like, really disciplined student. It's difficult for me because I don't like the student to hate me or get mad at me or like that, okay? But my teacher, he was very good at all four, okay? And I think it's because he didn't care about himself. He just cared about me, you see? Whatever is good for me, he will do. And if I don't like him, he doesn't care, you know? He just tried to help me, you know? Even if I feel angry at him or something, he hit me, then I like say, I don't like you or something like that. He's okay, or I don't care, you don't like me, I'm just trying to help you, you know. He loved me enough to hit me. So, these are called Shige Wang Dang, okay? Then to develop those four qualities more. Every parent should have them. Every boss in a company should have them. In a design engineering company. Every Dharma student should have them. Every teacher should have them. You should develop them, okay? So you can ask, with the wisdom, please give me a little bit of Shi, or please give me a little bit of Wang, you know? I have a student. He's not doing nice things. I try to talk to him. He doesn't understand. oh, Tsongkhapa, give me a little bit of wang, okay? I need a little bit of power for this guy, okay? But I'm afraid to do that. So can you help me, okay? Or make me able to be tough with my student or my children or my employees or my friends. Oftentimes we have Dharma friends. They are doing things that are going to hurt them, you know. Like they are eating bad food all the time. Or they are not doing their yoga, or, you know. Then you, please give me the power to be nice, or to be generous, or to be a little tough, or to be fierce with them, okay? So you can ask, while the wisdom is coming in the yellow light, okay? Now it's coming in yellow light, right? In the body, when the wisdom is coming, you can ask for some salt or spices, okay? I need a little extra wang, or could you give me a little more powerful, or, you know, I'm too shy to be a good teacher. Can you give me a little powerful? Or I feel shy to sing with my students, or, you know, can you give me a little power to be like Jade and play nice music for my students? Can you, Tsongkhapa, can you add a little spice to that nectar? Okay, a little chili or some pepper. Okay, you can ask for the four kinds of spices, all right? And they will spice the nectar, okay? And so in the book of Umapa, Lama Umapa, he tells you how to add the spice. So now I'm going to give you a piece of it, okay? It's very long, and we don't have time. But I'll give you some piece, okay? Some pieces of it. For each of the four modes, you can change the colors inside your body, okay? You can change the color inside the body. Instead of yellow color, you can change to a different color, okay? Just that color nectar inside your body will give you blessing for those four modes, okay? So here's the four colors. Ready? If you and this, here's the poetry. Shiwa karpo peka zin chokjin kyabjin chakya chin. You can look for BUM space CHU. One more time. Okay, this is the verse, okay? So peace equals white. And you can focus on the lotus, which is in the hand, left hand of Manjushri, okay? Which is a white lotus. You can see it there, okay? So if you have trouble being patient with, you can go down a little. If you have trouble being patient with people, or your children, or the people who work with you, you can focus on the white lotus, which is, he's holding the stem of the lotus in his hand, okay? In his left hand. And you can see the lotus at his left shoulder, okay? Then you can focus on that white color. You can make the gold in your body more white, and you can make a prayer that you become a more patient person, more peaceful person, able to correct people or help people through peaceful means, okay? And you can focus on the white lotus, okay? So in each case, there's a color and there's an object, okay? The second one is generous, and that's a gold color. So, and there are two examples that I can give you. One is his sword that he has in his right hand. It's a gold color, gold red, has fire on it. You can focus on that sword and you can say, make me more outgoing, you know, make me more social. Like some of us are very shy and we don't feel comfortable to, I don't know, sing or play music or read a poem or, you know, we feel shy to talk to many students, and, you know, if you want to be more outgoing, then you can focus on the sword and the color gold. The book is also used for generous mode. Okay, so you can see there's a scripture on top of the lotus. Okay, it's very similar to this book which I showed you, this Tibetan book. Okay, and you can focus on the book and you can say, I feel a little bit shy. When I give a program, I get nervous, you know. They call me, before Geshe, you have to do a pre-Geshe exam. When I did a pre-Geshe exam, I was very nervous. And my legs were shaking. So I have to debate this guy. I have to walk through the temple like this and debate another guy. We are walking through the temple like this. And we have to shoot guns at each other, you know. Then I was so scared, my legs were shaking. And because my legs were shaking, my robe was shaking like that. Then after that, everyone called me Pik Pik. Pik Pik. Say Pik Pik. Pik Pik in Tibetan means a jello. Oh, Mr. Jello. The guy was shaking like that. Then my Lama said, okay, focus on Manjushri's sword or focus on the book. And you will be able to be more, in public, you'll be more confident. You will have more confidence when you are in public, okay? So, before that, when I was giving a talk in public, I always have to have the paper in my hand, and my hand is shaking, you know? And it looks funny, you know? It's like this. And after that, I didn't have any problem. Now I can get up in front of 2,000-3,000 people. I feel comfortable, you know. Nothing makes me nervous. Okay, so you can try it, okay? More gold light, more book, more sword. Focus on the book, focus on the sword, okay? All right. Even I can tell you about the first interview I gave on the radio. So they called me. I was 22 or something. And we're doing some Dharma project, and the radio station heard about it. And they called me, and they said, are you Michael Roach? I said, yes. They said, you're on the radio right now. You know, tell us about your project. We were teaching children how to debate in the public school. We got a grant from the government to teach children in the public school. And I said, like 1 minute, I'm like, then they said, thank you very much. And they cut the phone. You know? Then I went straight to my Lama's room. I said, I'm so sorry. I just messed up our project, you know, and I couldn't say anything. Then he taught me about the sword, you know, focus on the sword, focus on the book, and pray for, ask Tsongkhapa for confidence, public confidence. Okay, like that. Okay. Now the interviewer tried to stop me, they cannot. We gave a nice interview for, we were in Dubai and we did an interview on the Arab TV station for a whole Middle East and in Arabic. So I didn't speak Arabic, I had a translator. But it was very beautiful and people were very excited. The Muslim people were very excited. And it's like that. You can be in a very new country, new people, and you don't feel nervous. Okay, like that. Okay, third one is called Wang Power. The verse is Wang Mar Tsebu Marpo Dang Norbo Tuba Duti Dang Gyal Chen Chak Kyu La Sok Te. So power is a red color. And Manjushri has jewels on him. Like here there's a jewel, a sapphire, something. You can, here there's a jewel. You can change those jewels to ruby, okay? Ruby. So focus on a ruby, okay? So even your whole body you can fill with rubies, okay? And this means you are able to be a strong person, like a strong leader, okay? You want to be confident to lead people, and you want to be able to inspire other people to do hard work. Then you can focus on the ruby and you will become like a leader, okay? People will listen to you, okay? And that's a red color, okay? So focus in your body, focus on the ruby, red color, okay? You can use these in each of the seven meditations. That's why I'm teaching it to you. So it doesn't matter which of the seven meditations you do. If you want to develop those qualities, like I would like to be more patient, or I would like to be more confident, or I would like to be a better leader, I would like to become a leader. I would like to be able to attract people and get them to do big projects together, something like that, okay? Focus on the ruby, red color. Okay, last one. Thakpo, tough guy, is a blue color. Okay, Umapa didn't say in his verse, so I had to go to another book, okay? But it's a blue color. In Tibetan and Sanskrit, blue can also mean green, blue-green, okay? You can use blue or green. Mostly blue, okay? And you can focus on a bell or a dorje. So this, a bell, you can focus on a bell or a dorje. His sword has a dorje in the handle. Okay, if you look closely, there's the handle of the sword is a dorje. Okay, and you can focus on that, a blue color. So that dorje means power, fierce power, okay? Then when it's necessary, you can be tough with people, okay? When it's necessary. It's not often necessary, okay? The skill is to be tough and not get angry, okay? You act as though you're angry. But inside, you are feeling very happy and peaceful, okay? Outside, you are spanking your child or your student and saying, don't, you know, you can't do that. If you do that again, I'll throw you out of Diamond Mountain or something like that, okay? You just be very tough on them. But inside, you are very happy. You're very relaxed. If you feel you are not relaxed inside, you are not doing it correctly, as a parent also, okay? If you're really angry, then you're not doing any of these four. You're just angry, okay? A good parent, a good lama, you can threaten the student, you can say, if you do that again, you have to leave, okay? And but inside, you feel very relaxed and happy and peaceful, okay? So that's dark, that's the fourth mode, okay? All right, let's go, where are we going now? Second of the seven, okay? Let's go to the second of the seven. Tim, you have to go to, let's say, YIG space apostrophe BRU. Oh, there it is. Oop, that was there. There. Okay, second paragraph. Nyipa. Okay, Nyipa. In the first of the seven meditations, we used Manjushri's body, holy body, right? It's called the holy body meditation, right? Now we are going to use what's called holy speech. Holy speech. Okay. So instead of their body, we're going to use their speech. The first meditation increases your intelligence, okay? The first of the seven increases your intelligence. No, I'm finished with the four modes. We're going back to the first of the seven meditations. Holy body. That one increases your mental capacity, okay? The second one increases the sharpness of that capacity, okay? So the first one makes your mind more powerful. The second one makes it more subtle. You can do very subtle work. If you're making a film, every single frame is beautiful and every detail is stunning, you know? Detail, more detail. In Tibet, they call it kusha, se kusha. What is kusha? Yeah, kusha is that special grass we use in the fire offering. And it's a long grass, and at the top there are these fronds of grass, right? And they have little seeds on them, like grass stem. And that represents a kind of intelligence which is good for detail, Okay? If you're organizing an event at Diamond Mountain, you're very good at covering all the details. Okay? You think of everything. Okay? There's enough toilet paper. Okay? Or things like that. Every meal has a delicious Chinese dish also. Like, you think of all the details, okay? That's the second kind of meditation. That's the second kind of meditation. First one is just powerful intelligence, okay? There's a huge problem at Diamond Mountain. We need to buy 360 acres, and it's a big deal. It's huge, you know? And then your mind's just like a hammer, you know? Boom, you figure it out. Okay, it's not anything subtle. It's like a hammer, you know. Here's a problem. Boom. That's number one, okay. Powerful knowledge. Second one is detail, okay. You can, good with the details, okay. Like kusha grass, they call like, you can see all the seeds on the kusha grass, okay. Usually we just throw the grass in the fire, right? But this kind of wisdom sees all the little seeds, you know, okay. The first part is the same. Clear out with milk. Everything's white. Okay? All the problems of you are not good with details. All those problems, old habits, they are cleaned out with the white milk. Okay? So my suggestion in the morning, during the 3 days, you can focus on the three meditations for cleaning out the bad black seeds, okay? The three meditations we did. Yende, Mende, Pungde, okay? You can focus on that in the morning. Then later in the day, you can do these meditations to gain something that you don't have, okay? Gain some good quality that you don't have, okay? You would get tired if you did the whole cleaning meditation again and then tried to do the, you know, trying to get a good quality. So we just do a quick one. We do the cleaning again, but it's just like milk. Whoop, okay, now let's start on the sword, or let's start, okay? All right. Golden nectar pours into you from Tsongkhapa. Luki Nang Tam Che Kang fills your body. And every drop of the nectar is singing in your body. Okay? So this one is not with your eyes, this one is with your ears. And if you go down into your body with the microscope of your mind, and you listen to each atom, they are saying, okay? We'll teach you the song, okay? You listen and they are singing Tsongkhapa's mantra. Every atom of your body is singing Tsongkhapa's mantra, okay? The whole mantra, okay? Then you just enjoy. You just listen, okay? So you can gain the intelligence which can deal with details by listening carefully to the Tsongkhapa mantra in your body, okay? Got it? I'm thinking about music, right? There's hammer, you know, that's just the feeling of a song where it's just like really loud or powerful. And then there's details like, do we do da-da-da or do we do da-da-da-da-da? You know, and that's the second wisdom, okay? So the raw feeling of the song is the first wisdom. And then the small details of how you make the transitions and stuff, that's the second wisdom, okay? So you can apply this to everything, okay? Okay. Thank you. And you send out those... Again, you can send out yellow rays of light and the songs will come back to you from the universe, okay? All kinds of songs, beautiful songs, okay? Like Gayatri Mantra, okay?
Om Bhuvasva Tatsavitur Varenyam Vargo Devasya Dimahi Diyo Yuna Pachodahiyan.
So you hear the songs and they will come to you, okay? Come back to you, okay? Cool. I like that one, okay? That's the second practice, okay? You can do with music, okay? All right. Sumba. This is number three, okay? I'll do one more and then we'll do some question and answer, okay? So try to think of some tough questions while I'm doing number three. Sumba tuk sabun ki gone shirab nyur jupa ni. This is called sabun. Say sabun. What's sabun mean?
Ripening.
Huh? Seed, right, yeah, seed, okay. There's an abbreviation in Tibetan which is sun, okay, S-O-N. You can say saban or you can say sun. In Sanskrit, it's a vasana or a sanskara, okay. These are different words for mental seeds, karmic seeds, okay. But, when you're talking about mantras, what does seed mean? It means the one most powerful syllable. Okay, all of Manjushri's wisdom you can put into one sound, which is dhi, D-H-I-H, D-H-I-H, dhi, dhi. Okay, say dhi. It's not just d. Okay, it's D-H-I, dhi. Okay, dhi, and it actually ends with an h, which is called a fricative or rough breathing in linguistics. But you don't have to worry about that. Dhi. Okay, D. That's a sound, okay? So we're going to do it. The third wisdom we do with a single seed syllable. It's called a seed syllable. It's you take all the mantras of wisdom and boil them down to one sound, okay? And there's a practice in the monastery, okay? I watched Rinpoche do it with a young child one day. He took the worst kid in the monastery when he became abbot. And he said, you're going to be my servant, you know. And he brought him up to the top of the temple where the abbot lives. And I couldn't believe it. This kid is bad. You know, Rinpoche said, I'm going to make this kid good, you know. And so every day he like tied the kid up and said, okay, say D, you know. And he's like, D. And Rinpoche said, no, D too. He said, okay, D, D. The kid's like, D, D. You know, very disrespectful, you know. And then Rupa said, do three, you know. He said, D, D, do three. D, D, D. Then later he say, okay, now breathe as deep as you can. Breathe out. Breathe in. You ready? Let's try. Okay. One, on the count of three, breathe out, okay. One, two, three. Breathe out. Breathe in. Okay, you get the idea. Okay. That will change your mind, okay? He's now grown up, and he helps run the monastery, okay? Jamyang, right? He's a little bad kid. Now he's helping run the monastery. He's like 30 now or something. Yeah, he was the worst one. And he was this big, you know, and Rinpoche made him Didi all the time. And now he helps run, he's like 30 and he helps run the monastery, okay? His name's Jamyang. So, in this meditation, the third one, it's called quick wisdom. Mm. And you know, we did that in the fire offering. Those of you who were in Enchantment Resort, and we did the fire offering with the children from China. We had 60 beautiful children from China came. We had a 10-day program for them about a month ago. And they're awesome. And John Brady lost some more hair, and he was in charge of it. And we did a beautiful fire offering with the children. They're very beautiful children. And we said, this one will make your wisdom fast. Okay. So you think it means to make quick decisions, or, but it also includes doubt, the power to stop your doubts. Okay. Like you think, I'm not sure that DD is going to help me at all. You know, or I believe what the Lama said, that the pen is coming from me, but my husband complaining, it can't be coming from me. I don't think so. I understand the pen is coming from me, but my husband complaining is coming from him. Okay, like that. Like you don't have a power to cut all your doubts and your, okay, wrong ideas. Okay, so it doesn't mean just fast decision making. It doesn't just mean that. It means that. But the third one is also the ability to cut your doubts and your, what do you call it? Anxieties, like that. Okay. If you're having stress or anxiety, your work is too much, your family's too much, your partner's too much, your job's too much, your life is too much, okay? Then you can use the third one. Okay, it's not just fast wisdom. It's like coping wisdom. Okay, it helps you to cope with your life. Cut the doubts, cut the worries, indecision. Okay, the third one is very powerful. Okay, so here's how to do it. The same thing, you ask for white nectar, clean your body. You fill it up with golden nectar. And then from in each atom of the nectar, you hear the sound D, okay? You listen, and each atom is going D. So you don't have to go, your body is singing already. Okay, you just relax, okay? You can listen. The body is singing, okay? Manjushri Saban. What do they call that in Sanskrit? There's a word for that. Bija. Yeah, you're right. Bija syllable. Bija. Okay. Duchi dutarabdang. Di namadang. Chanavikinagyanang. Di. Then the light goes out again from those balls and brings all the Ds back from the hearts of all the Manjushris in the universe. Okay. So you also get help from other angels in the universe, and all the Ds come into you. So these are traveling like internet signals up to the satellite and back. Okay? Okay? And just feel them giving you power to cut your doubts, cut your worries, cut your anxieties, cut your stress. Okay? Like that. And then after that you feel very strong. Okay? No more worry, doubt, not sure what to do with your life. Okay? If you have that problem, concentrate on number three. Then, Seventh Dalai Lama, Kelsang Gyatso, he's going to say at the end, he'll say, don't try to do all of them. Just do two or three that apply to your life, okay? What you need in your life. Do you feel unconfident before, in front of other people? Then do number two, you know. If you feel like you can't understand all these ideas very well, do number one. If you feel like you're nervous and you have doubts and, you know, you're not sure what to do with your life, then do number three. Use the seed syllable, bija syllable, okay? Okay, so far we have our, what was the first one? The whole body, holy body. Second one is called holy speech, okay? The mantra of Jetsam Kapa. The whole mantra. And then the third one is called the bija syllable or seed syllable, the seed syllable, D. In Sanskrit it's called bija, okay, bija. All right then. I think we'll stop with the third one. And we will start this evening, we'll start with number four, okay? We have to finish seven by tomorrow afternoon, okay? And I think I should give you a small explanation of the whole ritual of the thousand angels, okay? You need some help to understand it, okay? It's very small, it's very short. It's going to be what you do in the retreat, okay? All right, any questions about retreat, or your life, or your DDD, or... Let's see. The D? Do you have it? I can do that, but I'd rather you focus on the sound. Okay? We can visualize it, but I'd rather you focus on the sound. Okay. All right. Max already had one. Margie?
The karma law states that your seed will always ripen. So by doing this to get rid of our seeds, they'll still ripen or no?
Good question. Okay, very good question. There are four laws of karma. The second one says, first one says, it always comes back, okay? So Margie's question is, if karma always comes back to you, then does this stop that? Does washing your body with this visualization, does it stop that? That gets into a big question of what do the four powers do to karmic seeds in your mind, okay? And I like this subject. I like to talk about this subject. It's an important subject. And for me, you know, my whole life I've wondered why there was no justice in life, you know? It seems like mean people get rich, or bad countries are taking other people's countries, and, you know, they are succeeding. And, you know, like I start to question, ever since I was a kid, you know, like it seems like there's no justice, you know? And that really bothered me, you know. Later, if you study a lot, you realize there is a complete justice in the world. Everybody gets exactly what they deserve, okay? Everything that happens to you is 100% what you did to other people, okay? The mix of good and bad in your life, 63% good, 37% bad, whatever the percentage is, it's exactly what you did to other people, okay? There's no variation. It's the law of karma is complete, okay? Whatever's happening to you in your life, you deserve it 100%. And you've been doing that to other people for years, okay? That same mix you've been doing to other people, okay? If it were possible to just cancel seeds through some kind of magic, you know. If I could sprinkle orange juice on your head and it canceled 10% of your bad seeds, then that would also be disturbing. There would be no justice in the world, okay? The percentage would be mixed up. You would do 60% good to other people and get 80% good back. It's not right. Okay, so there's always justice. There's always 100%. Nobody can change. Nobody. There's nobody who has the power to just cancel your bad deeds. Okay, because there has to be justice. It's like gravity. Okay, nobody can say, "I don't want this box to fall down." You know, it will fall. Okay, it's a law. It's a law which is more powerful than any person. So why are we doing this? Why are we cleaning ourselves? Why are we trying to cancel our bad seeds? Technically, okay, we're going deeper, okay? Technically, you cannot cancel a bad seed. But. You can like put it in a box where it will stay forever and never open. Okay? It's like a cocoon, or okay? It's like you put glue around it or something. And it will stay in your mind forever. Even after you become Buddha, that seed will be there. But it will never open. Okay? So you can make the seed, you can ruin the ability of the seed to open. Okay? It's called scorching. In the scripture, it's called scorching with fire. Okay? You burn it. You heat it too high temperature, and it can't germinate anymore. It can't open. Okay? How do you get to that temperature? You use the four powers. Or you use this meditation. Okay? This meditation heats the seeds up so high that they will never open. It breaks them. It ruins them, okay? They still have power, but they can't activate it, okay? I always tell people, excuse me, it's a naughty Geshe Michael example, but so we fly a lot in the airplane, me and Scott and Irene and some of the other people. We fly half the time we're in the airplane. We always work. We work for 4 hours. On a flight to China, we work for 4 hours. First 4 hours, we work. Then we sleep for 2 hours, 3 hours. Then we watch movies because our mind is like jello, you know. And we know all the movies. There's a really bad movie called Broken Arrow. There's a movie star called John Travolta. He did this dancing movie, but when he got old, he couldn't dance and... He started to play in the military movies. And then some bad guy has an atom bomb, like this big, you know, this fat. And he stole the atom bomb. And then he took it to deep into the ground, into a mine. And he's going to blow up the whole Arizona or something like that. And... So John Travolta has to chase this guy. And I remember he's in the last minute of the movie. You're all like this, you know. And he shoots the guy and then he's sitting on the bomb. The bomb is between his legs, you know, like that. You know, and he's looking at all the wires, you know. And he doesn't know how to... You know, there's a small bomb in the big bomb. The small bomb makes the big bomb blow up, you know. So he decides to open the small bomb. And he's like trying to decide what wire should I pull out, you know. And then I'm like, that's going to hurt so much. Right there, when that bomb explodes, you know. And of course he pulls out the correct wire. Just by good luck. So he disarmed the bomb. Is the bomb still there?
Yes.
Is it still a nuclear bomb?
Yes.
Does it still have uranium?
Yes.
Yeah. But there's no trigger. Okay? He ruined the trigger. So that's what we do. Then that seed can still open in a defective way. Okay? And that's what the diamond cutter Jinkan Jing says. What's the Jinkan Jing say? You have a seed. You're supposed to die in a car accident. You do the four powers. And then? You get a two-day migraine headache. 2 days, very bad headache. Okay? Jinkan Jing says that. It doesn't say car accident, okay? So, like... If you put a seed on the ground, on the floor, and you get it wet, you keep wet. That's how you make alfalfa sprouts and stuff, okay? They don't grow grass, okay? But the sprout will come out and it will die. And then you eat it. Okay, so there's still justice, okay? We didn't destroy it. We just made it defective, okay? We ruined its... ability to open properly, okay? Like that. So that power we have. And we have to take advantage of that power. Okay? Cannot just pull it out. No lama can come and take it out for you. Okay, one more point about that, okay? So I have Christian friends. I'll come to you. One more point. I have Christian friends, close friends, my closest friends. And they say, look, Geshe-la, so we go to the church and we pray to Jesus, please take away my sins. O Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Very beautiful. So isn't it possible for some powerful person to take away our bad seeds? And it is possible, okay? How? If you have faith in that person, okay? If you believe in that Lama, or you believe in that Jesus or Muhammad, or doesn't matter, if you have strong faith, really strong faith, you plant a positive seed which makes the bad seed ruin. It ruins the bad seed, okay? So it is possible. You know, if you have enough faith in a Lama and you say, take away my bad seed, or can you scorch my bad seed? They can do it. But who's it coming from? Okay, it's coming, in the end it's coming from you, okay? Jesus said the same thing. What, some guy said, please, I know you can heal me. Just touch my leg and I can walk, you know. He didn't walk his whole life. And then he says to Jesus, just touch my leg, I can walk. And then Jesus touched his leg and he walks, you know, he walks away. And he says, oh, thank you so much. And Jesus said, oh, don't worry about it, you did it yourself. Okay, your faith hath made you whole. Okay, so your faith is why you're walking. It's not me. Your faith fixed your leg. Okay, so Jesus said the same thing. Okay, got it? So it's possible. If you have faith in your lama or teacher or like that. Okay, it's the faith, the seed, the strong seed of the faith will hurt the bad seed. Okay. Mark had a question.
Thank you for teaching.
You're welcome.
My question, I guess, sits in the middle of these two things you just discussed. What is the length of duration of these practices? Like, how much time do we spend in these practices relative to what it is we're trying to cleanse? Like, for instance, we're going in to do a 3-day retreat. How do I know that I shouldn't spend 3 months doing this practice to address the issues, the specific ones that I want to address? Like, okay. What's that correlation?
Yeah, good question. And I asked my lamas this question, you know, because of bad things I did before I became Buddhist. So there are signs. You watch for signs that the practice is complete, okay? You watch for signs. We teach them in the DCI courses, okay? There are signs that the seed, there are signs that the scorched seed is opening defectively, okay? Like if you get a bad headache for 2 days and you never had a headache like that, you should be happy. If after 3 days of this meditation you get a terrible headache, you should throw a party. It means all those bad seeds are short-circuiting, okay? They are opening in a bean sprout way, okay? And you should be happy, okay? So there are two signs that it's enough and that you succeeded, okay? Obviously, a serious bad karma takes longer to clean than a smaller one, okay? Like I was involved in an abortion. I helped kill a child. So that was very serious, okay? Then I asked my lama how long I have to do this practice. He said, until you get the sign that it's clean, okay? Then I said, what is the sign that it's clean? And he said, there are two signs, you know. One is a small, unusual disaster in your life, okay? It means that seed opened in a broken way, okay? You get a terrible headache. Your car breaks down in the middle of the highway. Your good friend tells you they don't like you anymore. Things like that, okay? You get some small disaster in your life, okay? The doctor tells you, I don't know, some bad, small bad news, okay? Like you have a tumor, but it's benign. We have to cut it, but it's not cancer. Something like that. You have a small problem, unusual, small disaster in your life, okay? I tell a good story. You want to hear a good story? One lady wrote to me, she said, Geshe-la, you taught me those four powers in Vajrapani Institute in California many years ago. And then I want to complain. And I said, what's the problem? She said, I made a recording of your class. And I was driving my Volkswagen van, which all hippies in California have. I was driving down Highway 1, and I was listening to that recording on the car stereo again. And you were teaching the four powers. So I have to drive from San Francisco to Los Angeles. So I thought, it's a couple of hours. How many hours? I don't know. 6 hours. I thought, I will do four powers all the way. So I listened to your recording, and first power is understand. Think about how the seeds in your mind are creating the world. Okay, I understand that. Creating the ocean I can see, and the cars, and also my own car. I understand. Then she played the second one, you know. Second one is they will expand. If I don't take this seed out, these are the four powers. If I don't take this seed out, I'm going to have more and more problems, okay? I have to stop the... What do you call that? What do you call that, JB, in a company? Cut the losses or stop the bleeding or something like that. I have to staunch the bleeding now. You know, I have to take care of it now because it's going to get worse, okay? If I don't do something now, it will double every day. That's the second power. You know? Then the third power... I promise I'll stop doing that thing to other people so people it doesn't happen to me anymore. Okay. Fourth power, I will balance it with some good deed, you know. Then she finished that. She finished all four powers. Then she's really happy. Then the car stereo blow up. And the fire, because the car caught on fire, you know. And then she get to the side of the highway, she jump out, the whole car explode, you know. And she said, she's so happy, you know. It worked, you know. My bad seed is finished on the way to Los Angeles. You know, then I said, why are you complaining? What's the problem? She said, you have to send me a new CD. Because of you, I lost a CD. She didn't worry about the car, you know. So she wants a new CD. She accused me of burning her CD. Okay, so first sign that it's finishing is a small problem. Second sign, okay, then we stop the class. Second sign is, I always tell people, I have this bag. Chinzom, let's go. Hold the bag up over your head. Straight, like acro yoga. No, okay, that's just a joke. I carry this bag around everywhere. Everywhere I go, I carry this bag. This is my Starbucks office. I should have an extra churro attachment. I carry it everywhere. Every year it gets heavier because we go to new countries and we need new electrical adapters for each new country. So every year it gets heavier and heavier. And I always carry it with me. All my books are in there. There are 25,000 books in there, Tibetan books. You know, I carry it everywhere, and I'm paranoid about it. Even if I go, and I don't leave it in the car. If I go to the store to buy one banana, I will carry it. You know, and then sometimes my lama will say, "We are going to dinner." My lama, and they say, "Don't bring the bag." So. Then you have to do what the lama says, you know. So I take the bag into the bathroom. I hide it in the shower. I put the shower curtain around it. I think nobody will figure that out, you know. And then I go to the restaurant, okay. I get out of the car. We are walking to Cucina Rustica. I feel like everything is so happy and light, you know, I'm dancing to the restaurant, you know, I feel so light, you know, I'm like, what is that? Maybe the yoga is finally working, you know. I feel so light and happy. And then I realize I don't have my 40-pound bag on, you know. So that emotion, that feeling, if you did some really bad thing early in your life, which I did in my life, okay, when I was young, before I became Buddhist, I did everything. As you get older, you are carrying those things with you, okay? It's on your conscience. It's a heavy weight on you, okay? And you don't notice it because you have it on all the time. You see what I mean? You're always carrying it. Then you have every person you ever hurt, you know, third grade girlfriend, you know, everybody. It's another weight on you. And as you get older, you slow down and you feel heavier because of those weight, okay? So if you do a good 3-day retreat, if you really clean all those things, when you come out, you'll have a small disaster, like me cooking for you or something, and then after that, you'll feel like very light, okay? You'll feel very light, okay? That's the second sign. Unusual lightness, unusual gladness, glad heart, unusual glad heart, okay? That's a sign. All that stuff you carry around your whole life, the bag you carried around your whole life, somebody took it off, okay? Leave it at home, okay? And you feel incredibly joyful, strange, okay? You didn't drink any wine, okay? You didn't get a raise. You just feel like that, you know? You feel joyful, okay? That's the second sign. So the answer is, how long does it take? It takes as long as it takes. Okay? And then don't go crazy and don't feel guilty and don't add new bad deeds. Okay? Feeling guilty is a bad deed. Okay? Bad karma. So just be like, okay, maybe I need another 3-day retreat. Okay? I started. Some of the seed is gone. Probably I need some more work. And next time I have a good chance, I'll do some more work on it. Or maybe when I'm driving to work or I'm in the subway, I'll work on it. You know, I'll do a quick washing during my subway trip to work. You know, and just keep working on it. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel upset. Okay? Just keep doing a little bit every day. Okay? If you're learning music or you're learning Chinese language or anything you're learning, just do a little bit every day. Just clean, 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 clean. One day it will finish. Okay? You want to go deeper? Yes. Chinese people always want to go deeper. This side was very quiet. when I go to like Guangzhou or where was it? Kaifeng. And I taught this to people. You know, one guy, I forget, he had 3 wives already at the same time. Then you need an apartment in Shenzhen, I think, or something like that. Then he feel really bad. You know, he told me, I have to tell you, I'm a really bad person. And you know, I'm hurting 3 women at the same time. Okay, I've done that for 10 years. They all know. Now they all found out. Still, I can't stop, you know. And I'm hurting those 3 women all the time. And how can I clean it, you know? I said, well, first of all, you know, be loyal to the one that you promised first. That's your job, you know. You made an agreement. That's a number one. And then to clean the old seeds, bad seeds, you should do the 4 powers, okay? Then I told him last year that how to clean the bad seeds, you know. Then this year I saw him again. Then I said, how's that problem? How's it going? Then he looked at me like this, you know. What problem? I said, you know. He's like, no, I don't know. I said, He's like, then I said, you don't remember the problem we talked about last year? He said, no, I don't remember. Then I said, you know, the three people. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, okay? It means he cleaned the seed so well that it didn't happen. Okay? Very beautiful. Nobody got hurt. You see? Very beautiful, very powerful. Okay? Never happened. Okay? He really honestly doesn't remember because there's nothing to remember because it didn't happen anymore. Okay? You can change the whole thing. You can change reality because reality is coming from you. Okay? It's very powerful. Okay? Very crazy. You can change everything. You can change that it happened. Okay? Okay? All right. Then the problem is I don't get any credit for teaching the four powers. Okay. We have a good friend, John Foley. He agreed today to sponsor. We're having some peace talk, cooperation between Ukrainians and Russians. So today he agreed to sponsor those two people. He's a very nice guy. He's a very good man. And he has a company and he teaches these things, what we teach. And he has a special symbol. It's called Glad to Be Here. Then in that yoga class, beautiful yoga class, fun yoga class, everybody said what they're happy about, how glad they are, okay? Then his company is called, their logo is Glad to Be Here. Okay. I guess this is a Twitter thing or something. Twitter, Gopher, Facebook. I don't understand those things. But he gave these to me. I put one on my computer. I always think, oh, I'm glad to be here. Okay, so I want to give one to everybody. And Ben Gami works with him. And he was kind enough to bring them. So you can, I'll give them to maybe Daniel, because you're busy afterwards. And then if you want one, you can take one. You can put it on your computer or on your friend's head. All right. Chindom, you ready? Puki Joshi Metotan Riram Ningshi Ninde Gampadi Sangha Shindu Mithe Uwagi Nogu Namda Shila Jepasho Inam Gunurana Mandala Kamiyat Yami Dikyo Oku Sanami Shi Totsokshi Sanami Shi Lechume Dambaguni Topasho. Okay, good.